First, say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do. The old version of you will try to survive this year or the next. It will whisper in fatigue, tempt you with delay, and disguise weakness as reason. It will try to convince you that discipline can wait, that rest is earned, that comfort is harmless. That version of you has one goal: to keep you the same. Every day it waits for permission to return. Every day you must deny it. This is not about change. This is about destruction, the systematic dismantling of the person built on comfort. The process will feel violent because rebirth always does. When you remove distraction, silence reveals truth. When you deny indulgence, weakness exposes itself. You will see how much of your identity was constructed by convenience, how much of your potential has been sold for ease. The Stoic endures this exposure without retreat. They know that clarity arrives through pain, and order is born through confrontation. The old self must die in public, in private, in thought, and in habit. This is the year you stop managing yourself and start commanding yourself. No more waiting for motivation. No more rationalizing failure. No more negotiating with emotion. Every act of discipline will carve a new layer of identity. Every repetition will erase a weakness. The mission is not self-improvement. It is self-erasure. You are not here to feel better. You are here to become untouchable. You are here to defeat the old you. Let's begin. The decay of the old self begins in silence. It does not announce its collapse. It erodes from within. The mind that once accepted comfort begins to sense its own corruption. Habits that once felt harmless now feel like decay in motion. This awareness marks the beginning of transformation, the exact moment the individual recognizes that the old version must die for a disciplined life to take form. Most never reach this awareness. They live in repetition, clinging to patterns that feel safe but corrode their will. The Stoics described this as sleep, a mental fog where the person believes they are living while they are only reacting. To defeat the old self, one must first see it clearly. Every act of weakness, every compromise, every unguarded indulgence must be brought into view. The truth cannot be avoided. The mind must stand before itself without distortion. The process begins when comfort becomes intolerable. The person grows weary of their own excuses. They see that their suffering does not come from external chaos, but from the lack of internal command. Discipline then appears not as restriction, but as freedom. Marcus Aurelius wrote that the obstacle becomes the way. Here, the old self is that obstacle. To conquer it, one must become their own adversary. The mind resists this war. It will defend its old habits with clever arguments, pleas for rest, justification for delay, comfort disguised as logic. The Stoic must treat these thoughts as intruders. To yield even once is to rebuild the structure that must be torn down. The old self does not die easily. It negotiates bargains and deceives. Only relentless observation and execution destroy it. To defeat the old self, one must establish order where chaos once lived. The morning must begin before desire awakens. The body must move before the mind argues. Routine becomes the first fortress. Seneca said that we suffer more in imagination than in reality. This is where the old self hides, in imagined fatigue, in false limitations, in the illusion that the future holds a better moment to begin. There is no better moment. The only cure for weakness is direct action. When the Stoic rises early, it is not to impress or display willpower. It is to impose structure upon chaos. The act itself reshapes identity. Each repeated action erases the remnants of the old self. This is not motivational, it is mechanical. The human mind adapts to consistency. The old self dissolves not through emotion, but through repetition without deviation. Discipline is the great purifier. It burns hesitation, self-pity, and disorder. Every consistent action is a strike against the decayed version. The Stoic understands that transformation is not a feeling, it is a system. They measure their progress not in words, but in hours won back from distraction. The old self lives in delay, the new one thrives in precision. Digital life fuels the old identity. Constant exposure to stimulation trains the mind to seek reward without effort. The Stoic must disconnect, not to escape the world, but to reclaim command. Each notification ignored, each hour spent in solitude, is an act of rebellion against the decayed identity. Silence becomes the training ground of power. Detachment rebuilds focus. The modern mind is addicted to ease. The old self hides behind it, whispering that progress should feel comfortable. This belief must be annihilated. The Stoic sees pain as instruction, fatigue as proof of alignment. Hardship cleanses illusion. When the body trembles, when the mind resists, that is where the fracture occurs. The point where the old identity begins to lose its grip. To defeat the old self, one must treat life as a campaign. Each day is an operation. The enemy is not external. It is the inner weakness that survives through permission. Every indulgence feeds it. Every delay strengthens it. Every decision to act weakens it. The Stoic does not wait for motivation. They move under command, not emotion. Their standard is execution without noise. The person who seeks comfort dies in fragments. They do not fall in one moment. They dissolve through thousands of small concessions. The old self thrives in this erosion. The Stoic rebuilds in the opposite direction, by removing everything unnecessary. Through subtraction, clarity appears. Through structure, peace returns. The fewer the desires, the stronger the direction. Self-mastery begins where justification ends. The old identity depends on justification. It must explain every failure, every indulgence, every missed opportunity. To silence it, the Stoic must remove explanation altogether. Conduct replaces conversation. Doing replaces planning. This is how the new identity forms, not by declaration, but by conduct so exact it becomes nature. The modern world glorifies expression. The Stoic values restraint. The old self speaks, the new self acts. To defeat the old, silence becomes the weapon. Every time the mind seeks to justify, the Stoic withdraws and acts instead. Over weeks, this rewires identity. The person becomes indifferent to validation, immune to reaction, unbothered by misunderstanding. The old self cannot survive without attention. In solitude, the confrontation becomes sharper. Without distraction, the old self's voice grows loud, reminding, doubting, tempting. This is where most break. But the Stoic endures. They treat inner noise as resistance training. They do not argue with it, they persist through it. The act of enduring in silence is the death of the old pattern. Resilience replaces reaction. Every time discipline replaces impulse, a fracture appears in the old structure. The Stoic does not need applause for this. The victory is internal. The external world may not notice for months or years, but internally the foundation shifts. The old identity loses its autonomy. The new one governs from order. This is how sovereignty is built, quietly, consistently, irreversibly. The person who seeks to defeat their old self must accept isolation. Not everyone will understand their withdrawal. They will appear distant, severe, obsessed. Let them. The Stoic's focus is not on perception, but on command. True transformation often looks like detachment from those still ruled by their impulses. The path to mastery requires solitude, because clarity cannot coexist with constant noise. The destruction of the old self is not glamorous. It is repetition in obscurity. It is denying pleasure, ignoring distraction, refining focus day after day until the old mind no longer fits the new conduct. Most fail here because they mistake progress for reward. The Stoic measures differently. Progress is measured by alignment, not pleasure. Alignment means the actions match the principles without deviation. Each morning becomes a reckoning. Will the individual rise as command or as reaction? The answer defines identity. The old self seeks escape. The new seeks confrontation. To rise early, to work under fatigue, to resist impulse. These are not habits. They are declarations of dominance. The old mind begins to understand it no longer rules. That realization is the beginning of liberation. Detachment from praise is essential. The old self feeds on recognition. It needs others to validate progress. The Stoic builds in silence. Their satisfaction comes from execution alone. This cold independence forges unshakable confidence. When praise no longer affects the mind, failure cannot either. Freedom begins where influence ends. In modern culture, weakness is normalized. Discipline is portrayed as cruelty. The Stoic rejects this illusion. Strength is not the rejection of humanity, it is the perfection of it. Emotional neutrality is not coldness, it is clarity. The old self dramatizes emotion to avoid accountability. The new self feels deeply but acts rationally. This is emotional command, the mark of a trained mind. Every external failure is an internal reflection. The old self reacts with blame. The new self studies the result, extracts the lesson, and continues. Progress accelerates when self-pity dies. Regret has no utility beyond recognition. Once identified, it must be burned. The Stoic does not linger on loss. They use it as fuel for refinement. When the mind begins to obey principle instead of emotion, transformation is near. Each moment of restraint proves control. Each decision executed without hesitation confirms command. The old identity can no longer find oxygen in a disciplined environment. It suffocates where structure dominates. Order is the execution ground of weakness. Every great transformation demands identity loss. The Stoic must become a stranger to their former self. Memories of comfort, nostalgia for ease, these must be discarded. Attachment to what once felt safe is the final chain. The individual who seeks mastery must walk away from familiarity. They must learn to exist in discomfort without seeking refuge. The body becomes the reflection of this internal order. Training, restraint, and posture become physical manifestations of inner law. The way the Stoic walks, stands, and breathes communicates sovereignty. Every movement signals precision. The old identity slouched in uncertainty, the new stands in command. The shift is visible long before it is spoken. To defeat the old self, one must also rebuild thought architecture. The mind must be trained to filter noise. Every external input shapes internal chemistry. The Stoic controls what enters. Music, conversation, imagery, all influence state. The disciplined person curates their environment as carefully as they manage their conduct. Attention becomes sacred. Weakness often returns disguised as balance. The mind whispers that moderation allows comfort without regression. This is deception. The old self survives through small permissions. The Stoic sees that mastery is not about excess or deprivation. It is about precision. Nothing is random. Every action must serve the standard. Balance emerges from exactness, not compromise. Patience becomes the highest form of strength. The old self rushes, seeking immediate results. The Stoic operates on principle, not urgency. They understand that progress obeys law, not emotion. Each disciplined act compounds invisibly until momentum replaces willpower. Consistency becomes character. What was once forced becomes instinctive. When temptation arises, the Stoic does not suppress it. They study it. Every desire reveals attachment. The mind that observes without acting gains authority over impulse. To defeat the old self, one must master attention. Awareness without reaction is a weapon. Seneca wrote that the greatest power is self-possession, to remain unmoved while others are swayed. Fatigue will test the transformation. When the body weakens and the mind demands rest, the old identity will return in full strength. This is where the individual must separate emotion from command. They act from principle, regardless of state. The disciplined person understands that fatigue is not an obstacle. It is the final test of identity. Identity is rebuilt through repetition. The old self formed through years of compromise. The new one requires equal time under structure. The process cannot be rushed. The Stoic embraces duration as purification. Time itself becomes the forge. Every consistent day deepens authority. The result is not motivation, but equilibrium, a permanent state of internal order. The transformation is silent because the Stoic works without announcement. The old self sought attention for every effort. The new one hides within discipline. External recognition no longer carries meaning. The only reward is control. This is the freedom Epictetus described: to need nothing beyond conduct, to want nothing beyond alignment. To defeat the old self is to lose interest in ease. Comfort becomes repulsive. The disciplined person feels alive only under structure. They crave resistance because it reminds them of order. This inversion marks the full transformation. Pleasure in discomfort, peace in effort, calm in adversity. The new self no longer fights to act. It acts because it must. The Stoic understands that mastery is maintenance. The war never ends. It evolves. The old identity waits in the shadows, ready to return through fatigue or pride. Vigilance is the shield. Routine is the weapon. Reflection is the guard post. The disciplined person must protect their progress with the same intensity that built it. The decay of the old self deepens with each act of precision. The separation between who they were and who they are becoming grows wider. They move forward without looking back, yet the process continues. The disciplined mind remains alert, knowing that even in progress, the old self waits for permission to return. The work is not complete, it only sharpens. The war does not rest. The old identity reorganizes itself in the shadows, searching for weak hours, late at night, during moments of exhaustion, in small victories that tempt pride. The Stoic must know this pattern well. Every advance creates new resistance. To defeat the old self is to remain on constant watch, to treat every moment of comfort as a possible ambush. The enemy is cunning. It returns wearing the mask of reason. It tells the mind that rest is deserved, that indulgence is harmless, that discipline can wait until tomorrow. These thoughts are not harmless. They are infiltration. The individual who understands this battle learns to treat the mind like a fortress. No thought is allowed entry without inspection. Permission is earned through alignment. If an impulse does not serve order, it is denied. This is how self-command becomes defense. The old identity depends on distraction. It cannot survive in a guarded state. When awareness becomes discipline, corruption finds no doorway. The Stoic begins to experience fatigue differently. It is no longer a signal to retreat, but a test of structure. When exhaustion arrives, The old self uses it as leverage, whispering that rest equals wisdom. The disciplined person measures rest through necessity, not emotion. Fatigue becomes fuel, a reminder that progress costs energy and that the body and mind grow stronger only under strain. The old self crumbles under this logic because it cannot exist without comfort. Each day lived under order weakens the attachment to impulse. The Stoic moves through the world as a strategist. Every hour has a purpose, every act a reason. The old self is reaction. The new self is design. Nothing happens by accident. Meals, training, study, reflection all become components of an unbroken system. This precision creates an identity immune to chaos. The world may shift, but the person does not. The old identity thrives in emotional memory. It survives through nostalgia, through remembering the comfort that once ruled. To destroy it, one must dismantle sentimental attachment. The Stoic views the past with detachment, studying it as a historian studies failure, not with regret, but with clarity. Each recalled indulgence becomes a lesson in consequence. The memory no longer binds, it instructs. In this shift, emotional control becomes absolute. The inner war often escalates before victory. The old self grows violent when cornered. It attacks through cravings, anger, boredom, doubt. The mind becomes a battlefield. The disciplined person does not panic under this storm, they observe. They understand that this intensity signals decay. The enemy is burning its final energy. Endurance through this stage determines permanence. Those who persist without negotiation emerge reborn. Detachment from comfort deepens until discomfort becomes identity. The Stoic no longer requires motivation to act. Action itself becomes nourishment. The harder the task, the stronger the alignment. The old self cannot understand this inversion. It depends on reward, not order. This is the irreversible shift. When effort feels natural and indulgence feels foreign, the transformation is complete in function, though never in vigilance. The disciplined person begins to notice subtle forms of regression, small deviations, minor indulgences, unguarded moments of pride. These are treated as alerts, not failures. Each is analyzed with precision. The Stoic no longer hides from error, they dissect it. The study of weakness becomes a ritual of refinement. What once caused shame now produces clarity. The old identity has no power where reflection replaces reaction. Isolation sharpens this awareness. The more time spent in solitude, the clearer the mind becomes. Noise loses value. The individual begins to hear the language of discipline, measured, calm, direct. The external world still moves with chaos, but internally there is only sequence and structure. This mental architecture replaces the fragile foundation of emotion. The old self cannot exist within such order. It dissolves in silence. The body mirrors this transformation. The posture changes first, upright, grounded, unyielding. Movement becomes efficient, expression controlled. The old self's restlessness is replaced by deliberate stillness. Even in motion, the Stoic radiates command. Every step is calculated, every glance is intentional. This is the physical manifestation of internal sovereignty, a visible signal that the battle within is being won. Temptation evolves with progress. The old self no longer lures through weakness alone. It tempts through pride. It tells the individual that mastery has been achieved, that vigilance can rest. This is the most dangerous deception. The Stoic knows that self-congratulation rebuilds the same arrogance that once led to collapse. The war is never finished, only maintained. Mastery is not the end. It is a state of ongoing precision. The disciplined mind learns to operate without emotion as its fuel. Emotion is volatile. It inflames, then fades. principle endures. Each action must flow from standard, not feeling. When conduct no longer requires motivation, discipline becomes identity. The old self depended on inspiration to act. The new self acts because the alternative no longer exists. This is the essence of command, action without argument. Fear remains the final weapon of the decayed identity. It uses uncertainty to paralyze, whispering that transformation isolates, that control costs too much. The Stoic treats fear as data. It reveals where the old self still hides. Each time fear appears, it becomes a signal to act. Moving through fear without reaction dissolves it. The old self cannot survive repeated exposure to courage. As days turn to patterns and patterns turn to nature, the Stoic realizes that destruction of the old identity is not about violence, but replacement. Every consistent action builds a new code that overwrites the old one. The mind becomes disciplined memory, a living system that no longer entertains corruption. The battle never ends because it no longer feels like battle. It feels like breathing under command. Discipline sharpens to the point of instinct. Decisions that once required effort now occur automatically. The mind anticipates weakness and neutralizes it before it forms. The old identity, stripped of influence, fades into abstraction. It no longer exists as an adversary, only as a memory of disorder. The person who reaches this stage does not celebrate, they prepare. The war changes shape, but never disappears. Each morning still carries the question, who commands today? The answer must always be earned. The Stoic rises not in confidence, but in readiness. They understand that victory yesterday guarantees nothing. The enemy adapts. The discipline must evolve faster. This is how strength remains sharp, through vigilance that never softens. The old self waits for neglect. The new one thrives on attention. The erosion continues at subtler levels. Thoughts that once held power are now mere echoes. The disciplined mind watches them pass without engagement. Reaction has been replaced with observation. What was once emotional chaos becomes strategic awareness. Every trigger becomes an opportunity to measure control. This is the true sign of progress, not the absence of weakness, but the dominance over it. Over time, the Stoic learns to weaponize simplicity. They remove choices, reduce distractions, and live within structure so exact that deviation becomes impossible. The old self cannot breathe in such an environment. Complexity is its habitat. Simplicity is its death. Each layer of minimalism cuts away potential corruption. The fewer the variables, the greater the control. This is not restriction, it is liberation through precision. Even in mastery, humility remains armor. The Stoic knows that pride is decay reborn. Each success is examined, stripped of vanity, and stored as knowledge, not identity. The individual becomes a vessel of order, capable, quiet, and perpetually refining. In this state, power no longer needs display. It simply exists, anchored in control. The war continues, but now the field belongs entirely to the disciplined mind. Endurance is not a single act of will. It is a structure, a design of the mind that replaces emotion with order. The person who seeks to defeat their old self must learn to endure not as an event, but as a constant condition. Every disciplined act strengthens this architecture. Every time fatigue appears and is ignored, another wall is raised. The individual no longer hopes to be strong. They build the systems that make strength inevitable. The Stoic understands that pain is data. It shows where weakness remains. Each moment of resistance is not punishment, but instruction. The undisciplined person avoids difficulty and therefore remains unchanged. The disciplined one studies it. Endurance becomes their form of intelligence. They interpret hardship as feedback on their alignment. Through this lens, suffering transforms from enemy to teacher. Consistency is the skeleton of endurance. Without repetition, the will fractures. The disciplined mind relies on systems, not emotion. They rise at the same hour, perform the same routines, confront the same discomforts. This is not monotony, it is design. Order repeats because chaos repeats. Every cycle of discipline neutralizes one more pattern of weakness. The person becomes a product of structure rather than circumstance. Endurance begins to rewrite emotion itself. The old self felt anxiety at challenge, hesitation at pressure. The new self feels recognition, a familiar environment. Adversity becomes home. This inversion is the turning point in transformation. When the mind no longer perceives resistance as threat, endurance becomes automatic. The body may tire, but the command remains unmoved. The architecture of endurance is built on obedience to principle. Emotion has no authority in this system. When fatigue speaks, the individual listens but does not yield. They treat discomfort as background noise. The Stoic trains their attention to remain on conduct, not sensation. Over time, sensation loses its influence. The body obeys the standard obeys reason. Endurance is not limited to physical strain. It governs the emotional and intellectual planes as well. To remain calm when insulted, to stay focused when overlooked, to persist when unrewarded. These are the higher forms of endurance. The old self collapses under neglect. The disciplined one thrives in it. They learn to draw energy from emptiness, to find movement in stillness. This is mastery through resilience. Time reveals the difference between forced endurance and natural endurance. In the early stages, effort feels violent. Every act of discipline demands struggle. As the structure strengthens, endurance becomes identity. The Stoic does not force themselves to persist. They simply do not recognize quitting as an option. It ceases to exist in the mental vocabulary. What once required effort now operates as instinct. Modern life weakens endurance through constant relief. Everything is designed to remove friction. The Stoic moves against this design. They reintroduce friction deliberately, through discipline, routine, and restraint. Comfort makes decay invisible. Discomfort reveals truth. The mind that endures difficulty voluntarily becomes ungovernable by ease. Freedom begins where dependence on comfort ends. To maintain endurance, one must control rhythm. The disciplined mind alternates between intensity and recovery with precision. Recovery is not indulgence, it is maintenance. The old self confuses rest with escape. The new self rests strategically, never emotionally. They view energy as a resource to be managed, not a signal for permission. In this rhythm, balance becomes power, not softness. The architecture of endurance depends on clarity. The Stoic knows exactly what they are building. Vague goals produce fragile endurance. Each action must tie directly to purpose. This connection transforms repetition into devotion. The individual no longer questions effort because every act has meaning. Direction gives suffering its structure. Purpose gives pain its language. Endurance also demands humility. Pride weakens it. The moment one believes they have conquered struggle, discipline fades. The Stoic remains a student of resistance. They treat each new challenge as instruction, not validation. In this way, endurance evolves infinitely. There is no ceiling, only deeper layers of command. Each test exposes new imperfections to refine. Silence strengthens endurance. The absence of validation forces the individual to rely entirely on internal metrics. When praise disappears, effort must stand on principle alone. This isolation is not punishment. It is purification. The mind learns to function without applause. The old self, dependent on recognition, cannot survive in this quiet. The new identity thrives in it. Endurance demands detachment from time. The undisciplined mind expects progress on a schedule. When results delay, motivation dies. The Stoic detaches from outcome. They view effort as the reward. Each completed task reinforces self-command. The clock loses influence. Endurance becomes infinite when it no longer depends on progress for validation. The architecture strengthens through repetition of command. Each day becomes a campaign. The individual rehearses resilience until it becomes rhythm. The more predictable their discipline, the more unpredictable their strength. Chaos cannot penetrate a structure built on order. The Stoic becomes immovable not through defiance, but through design so stable that disruption has no entry point. Mental endurance grows from restraint. The mind that does not react preserves power. Anger, fear, and excitement all deplete energy. The disciplined person remains neutral, conserving force. This neutrality is not apathy, it is control. The old self burned energy through reaction, the new self channels it through focus. The result is calm aggression, movement without emotion, precision without noise. Endurance eventually becomes self-sustaining. The individual begins to crave the process that once exhausted them. Each challenge becomes proof of alignment. Pain signals progress. Discomfort confirms purpose. The Stoic reaches equilibrium, a state where endurance and peace coexist. This is not serenity through escape, but serenity through command. The old self cannot comprehend such calm under pressure. The architecture of endurance also requires order in the external environment. The disciplined person curates surroundings that support structure. Simplicity becomes strategy. Every object, every commitment, every habit must serve function. Clutter is corruption. The physical world mirrors the mental one. When both are aligned, endurance becomes inevitable. Routine serves as the circulatory system of endurance. It carries discipline through the day. Without it, the structure collapses. The Stoic uses routine not to limit life, but to free the mind from trivial decisions. Energy is reserved for conduct, not confusion. Every repeated pattern sharpens mental precision. The mind that obeys structure becomes capable of limitless focus. Reflection is maintenance. Without review, endurance hardens into mindless repetition. The disciplined person reflects daily, studying conduct without emotion. They adjust without judgment. This adaptability preserves longevity. The old self reacted impulsively. The new self responds strategically. Reflection turns endurance from rigidity into mastery. Endurance matures into permanence when the individual stops noticing difficulty. The act of persistence loses novelty. Effort becomes invisible. This is not numbness. It is adaptation. The Stoic no longer battles resistance. They coexist with it. Each challenge encountered is processed, integrated, and neutralized. The body endures, the mind directs. Every fortress of endurance is tested by monotony. The old self despised repetition because it lacked purpose. The new self thrives in it because purpose governs repetition. Routine becomes meditation. The act of repeating discipline without boredom proves evolution. The mind that can repeat without resistance is free. The architecture must also defend against decline. Aging, fatigue, external loss, none are excuses. The Stoic adapts the method, but never the standard. Strength may change form, but never principle. This constancy is the highest discipline. The old self demanded perfection. The new one demands alignment. As long as conduct serves principle, endurance continues unbroken. In solitude, endurance is purified. Without witnesses, effort becomes absolute. The disciplined person confronts their limits alone. They learn to produce under silence, to persist without incentive. This independence from external validation transforms endurance into sovereignty. The self becomes both the builder and the observer of their own strength. The architecture of endurance eliminates dependence. The person no longer needs ideal conditions. They perform under pressure, chaos, and uncertainty. Every environment becomes neutral ground. The old self required control. The new self requires only standard. This adaptability makes them unbreakable. Where others see instability, the Stoic sees opportunity for alignment. The final phase of endurance is detachment from identity. The individual no longer identifies as disciplined, they simply act. The structure no longer feels constructed, it feels innate. There is no separation between the self and the system. The architecture becomes consciousness. This is the death of the old self and the birth of permanence. Endurance is the unseen foundation of freedom. It is the capacity to remain unshaken when the world shifts. It is the ability to act under fatigue, to focus under noise, to persist without reward. The Stoic builds this architecture through repetition, reflection, and restraint. Once completed, it cannot be destroyed, only maintained. In this state, the old self is not just defeated, it is forgotten. Mastery is not the result of struggle, it is the residue of structure perfected. The individual who has defeated the old self no longer fights impulses, they function beyond them. Discipline ceases to feel like resistance because it has merged with identity. What was once effort becomes instinct. The person no longer disciplines themselves, they simply act in accordance with the order they built. The permanence of mastery is found in the absence of negotiation. The old mind used to debate every decision, to rise or to rest, to work or to delay. The mastered mind does not speak that language anymore. It acts as naturally as breathing. Decision has been replaced by direction. The body obeys command without question, and thought follows principle without deviation. The Stoic understands that permanence is not found in emotion or inspiration. Those are unstable materials. Mastery is forged from repetition, reflection, and refinement. Each cycle strips away uncertainty until behavior becomes law. The old self operated under desire. The new self operates under reason. This is the highest freedom, to be ruled only by order. Permanence does not announce itself. It arrives quietly after years of structure. The individual wakes one day to find that the habits that once demanded willpower now exist without thought. The need for external motivation disappears. The person has become the system. There is no separation between conduct and identity. The old self cannot return because there is no space left for it. Mastery is confirmed through calm under strain. The Stoic who has reached this stage no longer reacts to adversity with emotion. Their response is structure. Every setback is processed, evaluated, and acted upon without disruption. The external world loses its ability to provoke internal chaos. This stillness is not emptiness, it is precision. It is the power to remain exact under any condition. The permanence of mastery depends on clarity of values. The disciplined person knows exactly what they serve. Every action aligns with that purpose. There are no wasted movements, no fragmented pursuits. When purpose governs conduct, life becomes unified. The old self scattered energy across desires. The new self channels all energy into order. Focus becomes identity. To maintain mastery, one must remain in observation. The Stoic does not assume permanence guarantees immunity. They study their own conduct the way a craftsman studies their work, searching for the smallest imperfection to correct. Pride is the beginning of decline. Humility is maintenance. Mastery survives only in those who continue to refine it. The modern world celebrates exposure and expression, yet mastery thrives in silence. The mastered individual has no need to display strength. Their authority is quiet, carried in conduct. They are unbothered by misunderstanding, detached from validation. When strength becomes natural, the need to prove it vanishes. This is the difference between performance and permanence. Permanence also reshapes relationships. The mastered mind does not seek control over others. It maintains command over itself. It does not need compliance to feel strong. It influences by presence, not persuasion. The calm order within a Stoic creates gravity. Others sense it and align unconsciously. Power that does not seek control becomes the highest form of influence. In permanence, the individual stops chasing progress as an event. Progress becomes environment. Every day lived in alignment is victory. There is no finish line because mastery is not an achievement. It is a state. The mind that understands this no longer feels urgency. It acts with timeless patience. Momentum replaces motivation. The work continues without rest because it no longer feels like work. The permanence of mastery requires detachment from both praise and guilt. The old self oscillated between the two, seeking balance through emotion. The mastered self remains in neutrality. Praise cannot inflate, failure cannot diminish. This is not indifference, but stability. Emotion is observed, not obeyed. The person functions independently of reward or punishment. Clarity becomes the default lens. The mind no longer interprets life through preference, but through principle. Every decision passes through reason before action. The world's noise loses influence. The mastered person moves with a slow precision that appears effortless. This stillness is not passivity, it is control in pure form. Nothing is wasted, and nothing is left to chance. To reach permanence, solitude must become a companion, not an exile. The Stoic spends time alone, not as avoidance, but as maintenance. Silence resets perspective. Reflection removes distortion. The old self feared solitude because it revealed emptiness. The new self seeks it because it reveals alignment. Alone, the mastered mind recalibrates to its standard. Mastery eliminates dependency on conditions. The weather, the schedule, the mood, none hold power. The individual functions under principle regardless of circumstance. This autonomy is the essence of Stoicism. To remain unshaken when the environment shifts is to live beyond reaction. Permanence is the proof of internal stability under external disorder. The old identity was reactive. It required stimulation to move, approval to act, comfort to continue. The new identity requires none of these. The Stoic acts because principle dictates it. This creates consistency that cannot be interrupted by emotion or fatigue. Routine becomes sacred, and the sacred becomes ordinary. The extraordinary becomes everyday conduct. Mastery also transforms the perception of time. The undisciplined mind lives in anticipation or regret, never in the present. The mastered mind operates only in the immediate. Each moment is a chance to execute, not to fantasize. The future is shaped by precision now, not by projection. Time becomes a resource, not a refuge. To live in command of the present is to master continuity. As mastery stabilizes, energy becomes cleaner. The person wastes nothing on defense. Their composure protects them. The mind no longer leaks attention through conflict or distraction. Every thought has purpose. Every movement has weight. The Stoic radiates efficiency, not by effort, but by refinement. They have reduced existence to its essential elements, thought, action, and principle. Permanence also means freedom from relapse. The old self relied on intensity to reform. The new self relies on standard. Intensity fades, standard endures. The Stoic does not need inspiration to return to order. They simply remain there. Regression becomes impossible because the system corrects itself. When discipline governs identity, deviation is self-correcting. The mastered mind no longer resists life, it directs it. Challenges are not interruptions, but materials. Everything serves construction. Loss builds resilience. Fatigue builds consistency. Solitude builds depth. Nothing is wasted. The individual lives in constant adaptation, not reaction. Mastery is not stillness in stagnation. It is stillness in movement. External validation loses meaning in permanence. The person no longer seeks acknowledgement. They are content with alignment. Praise and blame register the same, as information, not instruction. This indifference creates unbreakable equilibrium. The old self needed external proof. The new one moves in internal confirmation. Freedom is born when validation becomes irrelevant. The permanence of mastery requires continuous grounding. Reflection is the mechanism. Each night, the Stoic evaluates conduct, corrects deviation, and resets the system. This ritual keeps the standard alive. The mind that neglects reflection drifts toward comfort. The mastered person refuses drift. They live in recalibration, forever tightening precision. To maintain permanence, one must live without indulgence. The old self viewed discipline as deprivation. The new self views indulgence as decay. Every excess dilutes clarity. Simplicity sustains strength. The mastered individual consumes little, speaks little, and moves deliberately. Their restraint is not denial, it is devotion to order. This purity preserves the architecture. The environment of mastery is still. Noise feels foreign. The person avoids excess conversation, trivial entertainment, and shallow company. Not from superiority, but necessity. Clarity requires silence. The more one masters themselves, the more they are drawn to environments that mirror their inner state, structured, quiet, and exact. Peace becomes both weapon and sanctuary. In permanence, action no longer seeks outcome. The Stoic acts from duty. Success and failure lose distinction because both serve refinement. This indifference to result is not detachment from purpose. It is alignment with process. The person has transcended motivation. Conduct is not a choice. It is nature. This is mastery without performance. The permanence of mastery also transforms perception of others. Judgment fades because the mastered mind no longer projects weakness. Compassion replaces frustration. The Stoic observes without superiority. They recognize that every person fights their own version of disorder. This understanding brings calm. The need to correct others disappears. The focus remains inward. Permanence hardens identity but softens demeanor. The individual becomes unshakable yet approachable, disciplined yet kind. Power loses aggression. Authority becomes presence. The old self confused noise with strength. The new one embodies silence as dominance. True mastery does not need to command. It simply exists as command itself. To live in mastery is to live without friction between thought and action. Every idea is executed, every decision aligned. The gap between intention and behavior closes completely. The Stoic no longer hopes to be disciplined. They are discipline. The human and the principle have merged. This unity is the essence of permanence. Even in mastery, awareness of decline remains. The Stoic knows that negligence breeds erosion. They guard against comfort, pride, and certainty. The greatest threat to permanence is assumption. To assume mastery is to lose it. The disciplined mind remains alert, treating every day as training. Vigilance is the seal that preserves permanence. The permanence of mastery is not visible. It cannot be displayed or proven. It is felt in presence, sensed in composure, known in silence. The mastered individual moves through the world, untouched by chaos, guided by principle, sustained by order. They have not become invincible. They have become immovable. The old self no longer exists, and the new one no longer needs to speak its victory. Mastery is the natural end of alignment. It is the point where command becomes unconscious, where discipline breathes without effort. To reach it is not to finish the journey, but to exist as it. The Stoic becomes a living manifestation of order, not striving, not seeking, only being. In that stillness, permanence takes its place. The battle is over, but the vigilance remains. Restraint is the highest expression of strength. The undisciplined reveal their weakness through reaction. The disciplined reveal their power through stillness. To restrain the hand, the tongue, and the mind when provoked is to demonstrate absolute command. The Stoic does not suppress emotion through denial. They master it through understanding. They feel deeply but remain unmoved. Their restraint is not absence, it is direction. The discipline of restraint begins with speech. Words are the most immediate form of reaction, the easiest escape for emotion. The undisciplined speak to relieve tension. The disciplined remain silent to preserve power. Every word spent is energy released. The Stoic understands that silence builds presence. The fewer the words, the stronger their gravity. Speech, once purified by restraint, becomes instrument instead of noise. Restraint in speech sharpens perception. When one does not rush to respond, the mind sees clearly. Reaction blurs truth. In silence, details emerge that the reactive mind overlooks. The disciplined person learns to wait, not out of hesitation, but out of mastery. When they finally speak, their words carry weight because they have passed through the filter of reason. In a world addicted to expression, silence becomes dominance. Restraint extends to reaction itself. Every insult, every provocation, every challenge seeks control of the mind. The Stoic refuses to be moved. The old self reacted to everything: praise, criticism, doubt, fear. The new self reacts to nothing. To remain still under insult is not weakness, it is sovereignty. Reaction means surrender. Restraint means control. The Stoic wins not by force, but by refusing to be manipulated. The modern world rewards overexposure. Constant sharing, instant outrage, and emotional display are treated as authenticity. The disciplined person sees this as decay. True authenticity is consistency, not confession. Restraint preserves dignity. It keeps energy internal, ready for precision. The one who reveals everything becomes predictable. The one who reveals nothing becomes unreadable and therefore ungovernable. Restraint is not repression, it is redirection. The energy that once fueled reaction is converted into endurance, focus, and order. The Stoic channels it into conduct. Every restrained impulse becomes stored power. Over time, this accumulation creates an aura, a sense of controlled fire beneath still water. The presence of the disciplined carries weight because it hints at power that does not need to prove itself. Desire is the second field where restraint builds mastery. The old self chased pleasure as purpose. The new self sees pleasure as distraction. The mind trained in restraint measures every indulgence by its consequence. It asks, "Does this serve or weaken me?" Most desires are designed to dissolve strength. The Stoic studies this pattern and breaks it. They enjoy without dependence, and when they abstain, they do so without pain. To control desire is to rewrite identity. The person who cannot resist pleasure remains enslaved by it. The Stoic reverses the hierarchy. Pleasure exists under command, not as command. Food, entertainment, validation, comfort all lose influence. The disciplined person still experiences them, but on their terms. The act of restraint reorders priority. What once ruled now serves. Restraint is tested most when no one is watching. The public act of discipline is easy. The private one defines character. The Stoic must train the unseen self. When temptation arrives in solitude, when indulgence can be hidden, restraint becomes the measure of truth. Honor is built in silence, integrity in secrecy. The person who remains disciplined when invisible is unbreakable when observed. In restraint, time slows. The undisciplined live in reaction, pulled by impulse from one distraction to another. The Stoic moves at deliberate pace. They do not rush to satisfy emotion. They let desire pass through observation. This slowness is not weakness. It is power disguised as calm. The one who controls their tempo controls their life. The reactive burn quickly and fade. The restrained endure indefinitely. Restraint also protects energy. Every reaction drains focus. Every indulgence fragments attention. The disciplined conserve both. Their days are organized around essential actions only. Nothing unnecessary survives in their schedule. Restraint in time use is the foundation of efficiency. The mind that knows how to hold back knows how to last. Power requires conservation, not explosion. In the architecture of restraint, emotion becomes servant to principle. Anger, excitement, sadness, all are acknowledged but never obeyed. The disciplined person listens to feeling as information, not instruction. The old self followed emotion blindly. The new self uses it as data. This emotional control creates consistency that cannot be shaken by circumstance. Predictability of conduct is the mark of mastery. Restraint also governs ambition. The Stoic pursues excellence without obsession. They know that force without measure destroys itself. The disciplined chase progress quietly, never loudly. They achieve through steadiness, not spectacle. When victory comes, it is handled without noise. Restraint in success prevents arrogance, the most dangerous form of decay. The person who remains humble at the peak stays invincible. In conversation, restraint becomes strategy. The disciplined listen more than they speak. They let others reveal themselves. The old self sought to dominate through words. The new self dominates through silence. This patience disarms conflict and exposes truth. Restraint transforms interaction into observation. The Stoic collects information while others expend it. Knowledge flows toward the quiet mind. Modern culture glorifies indulgence as freedom. The Stoic defines freedom as control. The one who cannot stop cannot choose. True freedom is the ability to act or abstain with equal ease. Restraint proves sovereignty. The person who can deny themselves anything has nothing to fear from the world. Dependence dies where restraint begins. Restraint refines perception of value. When one stops chasing constant pleasure, subtler forms of fulfillment appear. Silence becomes rich. Solitude becomes peaceful. Work becomes meditation. The restrained person finds depth where others find boredom. This shift in perception marks evolution. The world no longer dictates satisfaction. The mind defines it. The discipline of restraint transforms movement. Every gesture slows. Every decision sharpens. The Stoic walks with purpose, speaks with precision, acts with calculation. Their rhythm is not rushed, it is exact. The body mirrors the order of the mind. Even intention, there is control. This physical stillness communicates authority more than words ever could. Restraint protects against regret. Most regret comes from action born of impulse. Words spoken in anger, decisions made in haste, indulgences pursued without thought. The disciplined eliminate this source entirely. They act only after clarity. This does not make them slow, it makes them certain. Restraint replaces apology with precision. Power grows through containment. Fire heats and destroys depending on its boundary. The same energy that consumes can sustain. The Stoic treats desire and anger as forces to be harnessed, not erased. They guide them through reason until they serve purpose. Control does not mean absence of fire. It means perfect containment. The disciplined person burns, but never burns out. Restraint also guards against emotional contagion. The world is reactive. Emotion spreads like infection. The disciplined do not absorb the moods of others. They remain immune to collective panic, anger, and envy. Their restraint forms an invisible barrier, a private climate of order inside a chaotic world. Others may rage, fear, or boast, but the Stoic remains centered. Even in love and connection, restraint gives strength. Affection without possession, care without dependence. These are the expressions of controlled emotion. The Stoic loves fully but freely. They give without attachment, stay without fear, and leave without resentment. Their restraint makes love an act of will, not weakness. They remain whole in both solitude and unity. The disciplined person practices restraint in consumption. They eat with awareness, work with precision, rest with discipline. Nothing is done excessively. Every act is measured against necessity. This balance produces calm energy, a state where the body supports the mind without noise. The Stoic treats the physical vessel as an instrument of clarity, not indulgence. Restraint also governs opinion. The old self needed to argue. The new self needs only to understand. The disciplined do not impose their beliefs. They live them. Truth requires no defense. The more certain the principle, the quieter its expression. The Stoic communicates through consistency, not debate. The world recognizes authenticity long before it hears words. In restraint, the individual learns detachment from outcome. They do what must be done and accept whatever follows. Anxiety fades when expectation dies. The mind that practices restraint stops chasing results. It focuses only on conduct. Success and failure both become neutral when the process itself is pure. The disciplined act, not hope. Restraint transforms perception of power. It no longer appears as aggression or dominance, but as composure. The old self equated noise with authority. The new self radiates it through calm. True influence is quiet and immovable. The one who cannot be provoked controls those who can. In stillness, power becomes absolute. The Stoic views restraint as daily maintenance. It is not achieved once. It must be renewed each morning. Every day, the mind must choose silence over reaction, principle over emotion, structure over impulse. This repetition forms permanence. The disciplined do not wait for peace. They build it through restraint. Restraint matures into instinct when the mind no longer argues with itself. The desire to react fades. The preference for control becomes natural. The individual does not suppress anything. They have transcended the need to. The inner dialogue that once demanded strength has gone silent. What remains is clarity. The highest form of restraint is serenity. When nothing can disturb the inner state, when emotion becomes observation, when silence becomes the natural response to chaos, then mastery is complete. The Stoic does not conquer the world. They conquer the need to respond to it. This is restraint in its purest form, the stillness of power in motion, The defeat of the old self is not a single victory. It is a lifetime under command. The person who has walked through discipline, endurance, and restraint arrives not at comfort, but at clarity. They understand that the battle never ends, it only changes form. Every day the mind must be guarded, the standards renewed, and the structure maintained. The old self waits for fatigue, pride, and distraction to reopen the gates. The Stoic never lets them. True transformation is not a change of mood, it is a change of nature. The disciplined mind no longer recognizes the impulses that once defined it. The cravings, the hesitation, the emotional noise, all become faint memories of a weaker state. What was once effort is now instinct. The old self depended on circumstance. The new self depends only on order. Victory begins in awareness. The individual sees how easily the mind deceives itself, how subtly comfort disguises decay. They learn that every weakness hides behind logic, every indulgence hides behind reason. The Stoic cuts through these illusions with precision. They confront thought before it becomes behavior. This is where the new identity earns permanence, at the level of perception. Discipline becomes identity when it no longer feels like choice. The body moves before the mind hesitates, the will acts before the emotion reacts. This unity between decision and execution is mastery. The person has transcended motivation. They do not wait to feel ready. They are always in readiness. The war that once raged internally has become a rhythm, calm, efficient, inevitable. The old self was reactive. It needed the world to align before it could act. It blamed, compared, complained, and expected. The new self acts independently of the environment. It is a closed system powered by standard, not by mood. This internal autonomy is the essence of freedom. The Stoic no longer needs the world to be fair. They need only to be prepared. When the mind learns to operate under its own command, emotion loses its authority. Anger, fear, desire, they still exist, but they no longer direct. The disciplined person feels emotion the way a sailor feels wind, something to navigate, not obey. The old self capsized in every storm. The new self adjusts the sail and continues forward. Calm under pressure is not suppression, it is intelligence in motion. Endurance gives the transformation its shape. Pain is no longer a threat, but proof. Fatigue is not a reason to stop, but a reason to persist. The Stoic measures strength not by ease, but by the ability to hold course under strain. The old self avoided discomfort. The new self requires it. Resistance becomes nourishment. Challenge becomes confirmation. The disciplined mind finds beauty in effort. Each act of control, each repetition, each restraint adds to a hidden monument, a structure built inside the self. No one else sees it, but it defines everything. The individual walks with quiet confidence because they know what they have endured. They carry the weight of their own construction. Their calm is built, not borrowed. The decay of the old self ends when the individual stops negotiating with weakness. There is no longer a discussion between impulse and command. The inner voice of compromise is replaced by the voice of law. This law does not shout, it states. It does not persuade, it instructs. The disciplined person does not argue with their principles. They execute them. Consistency replaces intensity. The old self worked in bursts, motivated one day, defeated the next. The new self works without rhythm or rebellion. They understand that true strength is found in steadiness. Days blur together, not from monotony, but from constancy. Progress no longer depends on inspiration. It flows from obedience to structure. The mind that has defeated its old self does not seek recognition. It has outgrown the need for validation. Praise and criticism register as echoes, noticed but not absorbed. The Stoic is not moved by opinions because they have become their own measure. Self-respect replaces approval. The standard is internal and it is absolute. Solitude becomes nourishment. The old self feared silence because it exposed disorder. The new self thrives in it because it reflects control. The Stoic uses solitude to recalibrate, to strip away noise, to return to principle. Alone, they are whole. The ability to stand alone without agitation marks the end of dependence. Every act of self-command compounds into permanence. The habits built through discipline, endurance, and restraint merge into identity. The individual no longer practices strength, they embody it. It radiates from the way they move, think, and respond. The transformation cannot be undone because it is no longer behavior. It is nature. Mastery is not the end of struggle. It is the end of unnecessary struggle. The Stoic no longer wastes energy fighting things they cannot control. Their focus is narrow and sharp, on conduct, clarity, and endurance. Everything else is noise. The old self was lost in reaction. The new self lives in precision. Their peace is earned, not imagined. The person who has defeated their old self walks differently. There is no urgency in their movement, no anxiety in their tone. They carry a stillness that unsettles the chaotic. Their calm is not passive, it is dominant. The world bends slightly around their presence because discipline alters gravity. The more they master themselves, the less they are mastered by anything. The transformation also changes how they see others. Judgment fades, replaced by understanding. The Stoic recognizes the struggle in everyone, the fight between impulse and principle, indulgence and command. Compassion grows from recognition, not emotion. They do not mock weakness. They simply refuse to feed it within themselves. Time becomes the ally of the disciplined. Each day under order deepens the structure. What once demanded effort now strengthens through repetition. The old self deteriorates under time. The new self matures through it. Discipline, once forced, becomes instinct. Instinct, once fragile, becomes permanence. Restraint remains the guardian of mastery. The Stoic does not overreach. They do not chase, boast, or prove. They conserve strength, spending it only where principle demands. Their control extends to expression, speech, and thought. Power remains invisible until necessary. The old self shouted to be seen. The new self commands through silence. The ultimate test of transformation comes not in success, but in adversity. When loss arrives, when betrayal strikes, when exhaustion tests the will, the disciplined remain unchanged. They absorb the event, study it, and continue. Emotion may rise, but conduct remains unmoved. The old self would have fallen apart. The new one adjusts and endures. The Stoic no longer seeks peace as escape. Their peace exists inside chaos. They move through conflict as through weather, observing, adapting, and advancing. Nothing external can grant or remove their stability. This independence is the highest form of power. The one who cannot be disturbed cannot be defeated. In this final stage, clarity replaces ambition. The Stoic no longer chases transformation. They maintain it. Their life becomes a continuous practice of refinement. Discipline is not an act of effort, but of awareness. They do not train to become. They train to remain. The old self lived for change. The new self lives for constancy. The defeat of the old self reveals a simple truth. Strength was never about aggression. It was about control. Freedom was never about doing more. It was about needing less. Peace was never about silence. It was about internal law. The Stoic learns that everything they sought was within structure all along. When discipline becomes instinct, the individual no longer distinguishes between choice and conduct. Every action aligns with principle. Every reaction passes through order. The war within ends not in noise, but in precision. The person stands complete, not because they conquered the world, but because they conquered themselves. The path that began with discomfort ends with equilibrium. The same effort that once felt heavy now feels natural. The same silence that once felt isolating now feels alive. The old self fades like a shadow under light, not destroyed in anger, but dissolved in clarity. What remains is form without distortion, purpose without excess, motion without noise. To defeat the old you is to remember who you were before weakness took shape. Beneath the layers of indulgence and fear, discipline was always waiting. The process was not creation, it was excavation. Each act of control uncovered what had been buried under comfort. What emerges is not someone new, but someone real. The Stoic lives in that state of authenticity. They no longer perform strength, they embody it. They no longer speak of endurance, they exist as it. The body becomes disciplined time, the mind disciplined thought. There is no separation between belief and behavior. The individual has become principle in motion. In this state, the world's chaos feels distant. The mind observes it without absorption. The disciplined walk through disorder as though untouched by it. They are not detached, they are aligned. Everything external passes through the filter of reason. Every decision is weighed against law. Every reaction is measured against self-command. The old self is not destroyed by hatred, but forgotten through evolution. The person has simply outgrown it. Weakness cannot survive where order governs. The mind that once sought permission now issues command. The transformation is irreversible because it is no longer effort, it is identity. To live as the Stoic is to live in constant maintenance of that identity. Discipline is both the foundation and the safeguard. Endurance sustains it. Restraint protects it. Reflection refines it. Together they form the architecture of sovereignty. Nothing external can replace it, and nothing internal can dismantle it. When the Stoic stands before the mirror, they see no past version, only the reflection of structure. They see endurance in their calm, restraint in their silence, strength in their composure. The old self no longer lingers in thought or shape. What remains is clarity, a life that no longer argues with itself. Defeating the old self was never about violence or denial. It was about precision, patience, and permanence. The process never ends because the standard never lowers. The disciplined person does not seek to win anymore. They seek to maintain. In that maintenance lies immortality, the unchanging command of a mind that governs itself. The Stoic closes the distance between will and action until they move as one. Their existence becomes law in motion, a silent order carried through every gesture, every word, every breath. This is what it means to defeat the old you, not to destroy, but to transcend, to rise beyond reaction, beyond indulgence, beyond need. The old self dissolves. What remains is the unshakable order of a mind that rules itself.